Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.2, Customer Journey Mapping in Finance. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Real-World Business Analysis in Finance in the Business Analysis for Developers in Finance and FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of customer journey mapping, techniques for mapping customer journeys in financial services, and how to analyze touch points for improvement. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to map customer journeys effectively to identify areas for enhancing customer experience in your business. Main content importance of customer journey mapping. Customer journey mapping is a strategic process that allows businesses to visualize the interactions and experiences customers have with their services. In the finance and fintech sectors, understanding these journeys is critical. Customers today expect seamless, personalized experiences, and mapping their journeys helps organizations identify pain points and opportunities. When you map a customer journey, you can see the entire process a customer goes through, from initial contact to post-purchase support. This holistic view enables businesses to empathize with their customers, ensuring that every interaction is optimized. Furthermore, by identifying where customers may experience frustration, organizations can proactively address these issues, leading to improved customer satisfaction and retention. Mapping customer journeys also provides insights into the emotional responses of customers at different stages. For instance, a customer seeking a mortgage might experience anxiety during the application process. Understanding these emotions allows businesses to tailor their approach and communications, making the experience less stressful and more positive. Techniques for mapping customer journeys in financial services. There are several techniques you can employ to map customer journeys effectively. Persona development. Create detailed customer personas that represent different segments of your audience. For a finance company, this could involve defining personas for individuals seeking personal loans, businesses looking for investment options, or users of a financial app. By understanding these personas, businesses can tailor their services to meet specific needs. Journey stages. Break down the customer journey into stages, such as awareness, consideration, purchase, and post-purchase. Each stage can be analyzed to uncover specific customer needs and expectations. For instance, during the awareness stage, customers might seek information about interest rates or loan applications, while in the purchase stage, they may require assistance with documentation. Touchpoint identification. Identify all potential touchpoints where customers interact with your brand, whether through your website, customer service, or social media. Understanding these touchpoints is essential for ensuring consistency and quality across all interactions. Each touchpoint should be evaluated for its effectiveness in meeting customer needs. Feedback collection. Use surveys, interviews, and focus groups to gather customer feedback at various points in the journey. This qualitative data can provide insights into customer sentiments, preferences, and areas needing improvement. For example, a survey following the loan application process can reveal how users felt about the clarity of instructions provided. Mapping tools. Leverage digital tools such as customer journey mapping software, which can help visualize the journey and facilitate collaboration among team members. These tools often allow for real-time updates, making it easier to keep track of changes and improvements. Utilizing technology can streamline the mapping process and enhance collaboration. Emotional mapping. Consider integrating emotional mapping into your customer journey. This involves identifying the emotions customers feel at each touchpoint, which can highlight areas where the experience can be improved. For example, if customers feel frustration during a lengthy verification process, businesses can look for ways to expedite it or provide clearer communication throughout. By utilizing these techniques, you can create a comprehensive customer journey map that serves as a valuable resource for improving customer experience. Analyzing touchpoints for improvement. Once you have your customer journey map, the next step is to analyze the identified touchpoints. This analysis helps you pinpoint specific areas for improvement. Here are some ways to conduct this analysis. Evaluate customer feedback. Review feedback collected at different touchpoints. Look for patterns in customer responses to identify recurring issues or frustration points. For example, if many users report challenges with the loan application process, this touchpoint may require significant redesign. Understanding the root causes of these frustrations can guide effective solutions. Measure key performance indicators. KPIs use analytics to track performance metrics associated with each touchpoint. KPIs such as conversion rates, customer satisfaction scores, and net promoter scores, NPS, provide quantitative data to assess the effectiveness of each interaction. Regularly monitoring these metrics can help identify trends and areas for further improvement. Benchmark against competitors. Analyzing how competitors handle similar touchpoints can provide insights into best practices and potential improvements. If a competitor's onboarding process is significantly smoother, it may be worth investigating how they achieve this and adopting similar strategies. Prioritize improvements. Not all touchpoints can be improved at once. Prioritize which areas will have the most significant impact on customer experience. Focus on touchpoints that directly affect satisfaction and loyalty, such as customer service interactions or the clarity of your website. Developing a phased approach can help manage resources effectively. Use journey analytics. Implement tools that provide journey analytics, which can help track how customers move through their journey. This data can reveal where customers drop off and why, enabling targeted improvements to maintain engagement. By systematically analyzing and improving touchpoints, you can enhance the overall customer journey, which in turn fosters trust and loyalty in a competitive finance landscape. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the importance of customer journey mapping, techniques for effectively mapping customer journeys in financial services, and how to analyze touchpoints for improvement. By understanding and improving the customer journey, you can significantly enhance customer experience, leading to better satisfaction and retention. In the next lesson, we will dive deeper into leveraging data analytics for further insights into customer behavior. Reflection questions: how can you apply customer journey mapping techniques to your specific role within the finance industry? Which customer touchpoint do you believe is the most critical for improvement in your organization, and why? Reflect on a time when you experienced a frustrating customer journey. What lessons can you take from that experience to improve your company's approach?